Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
Today we're zeroing in on something pretty specific, a recording you shared.
That's right. It's the sixth session of this group exploring what they call the Sunless Citadel.
Right, session six. And it's fascinating just listening to how they, you know, navigate this place.
It really is. And this session, session six, it feels pivotal based on what they'd already done.
Okay, so refresh us. Where were they coming from?
Well, the source material shows they'd already tangled with a goblin chief.
Uh-huh.
Dealt with a fire snake, found some sapphires, this odd pouch.
Right, right.
So as this recording starts, they're actually in the room where they just beat that fire snake.
Okay, got it. So what's our mission for this deep dive focusing on this session?
We want to unpack what they discover specifically in session six. What new challenges pop up? What areas do they actually explore during this session?
And what they learn, if anything, about the Citadel itself, the dragon cult rumors.
Exactly. Focusing just on this slice of their adventure. Let's dig in.
Okay. So the session kicks off with a bit of backtracking.
Yeah, practical stuff first. They head back to where a goblin fell earlier.
Just double checking.
Seems like it. Making sure nothing was missed. They confirm, yep, goblin's dead, and its stuff was already grabbed with the treasure from that circular room.
The chief's room.
Correct. So items from the fallen guy, the chest, all accounted for. It shows they're being thorough.
Good habit to have in a place like that. Then what?
Then they briefly look at a passage going west from the fire snake room.
Another option.
Well, not really. It apparently narrows down super quickly, becomes impassable.
Ah.
So quick discussion, confirms they aren't missing out, and they move on. No point wasting time.
Smart. Okay, so then they focus on supplies.
Exactly. Resource management time. They start passing out healers' kits, potions.
Important stuff.
Definitely. And there's this pragmatic chat about who should carry what.
Right, like who's best suited to actually use the healer's kit in a pinch.
Precisely. Considering strengths, weaknesses. And they confirm that red shimmering potion. It is a healing potion.
Always good to know.
Very valuable. They also ditch some mundane stuff, bedroll, rations. Weight matters.
Every little bit. And oh, treasure. They found some already, right?
They did. So one member steps up, says they'll hold the jewels and the cash for now.
Makes sense. Keep it consolidated.
And a key point comes up here. Someone clarifies, you can't just, you know, grab stuff from your backpack mid-fight easily.
Oh, right. Important tactical point. Need things accessible.
Vital.
Yeah.
You don't want your healing potion buried when you need it now.
Okay, supplies sorted, treasure managed. Where do they point themselves next?
That's the question. South or back north?
Decisions, decisions.
They look at a southwestern crack in the floor, but remember, it leads nowhere.
The one Erica Timpers checked?
That's the one. Impassable crevice. So that's out. They settle on exploring a passage to the north.
Okay, northward bound. This feels like where the session's real exploration begins.
It does. And it leads them straight to a closed door.
Uh-oh. Trap time.
Oh, they're cautious. One character checks carefully for traps, listens, hears nothing.
Phew. Locked.
Nope, unlocked, but stuck. Needs a bit of muffle.
A team effort.
Yep, they force it open together. And behind it, a square room.
And what's in this room?
It's interesting. Faded mosaic tiles, mostly broken, lots of dust. Gives you a sense of faded glory.
Okay.
But the main thing is in the center. A rusted iron pedestal.
A pedestal? For what?
Get this, it's shaped like an upright dragon.
A dragon, given the cult rumors.
Exactly. It's got an empty tray held in his mouth. Very evocative.
Wow. So they must have checked that out thoroughly.
Oh, yeah. They examine the pedestal, the tiles, everything. They try using religion and arcana knowledge.
To see if they recognize the style, the symbol.
Yeah, right. But nothing. Collectively, they draw a blank.
So the dragon cult connection isn't obvious, or maybe it's a really obscure cult.
Could be. Whatever it represents, it's not common knowledge for them. They search around, find nothing else of value.
Sensible precaution time.
You know it. One of them scatters caltrops in the doorway they just came through, just in case.
Smart thinking. Okay, dragon room investigated, dead end for knowledge. What's next?
They press on north, through that crack they had spotted earlier.
The one that led off from near the dragon room.
No, the one they decided on before finding the dragon room. Remember, they chose north over south.
Right. My mistake. So north through the crack.
Now that crack opens up to another doorway. Deeper they go.
So they just barge through?
Yep. Caution prevails again. A stealthy character scouts ahead. Pays off. The crack leads into sort of an antechamber, which then opens into a long corridor.
And this corridor sounds distinct.
Very. Two rows of marble columns, carved like dragons.
More dragons.
But they're covered in this glowing fungus. Luminescent.
So it's lit up by fungus. Weird.
Yeah, creates this eerie underground lighting. The floor is cobbled, but cracked, stained. Definitely seen better days.
Okay, creepy glowing corridor. Anything else?
Oh, yes. Along the hall, lots of small wooden tables.
Tables? Like set up for something.
Exactly. They've got mortars, pestles, little tools, bowls, fungus stalks, plant bits.
Like a laboratory.
Bingo.
Uh-huh.
And several doors leading off the hall, all slightly open. They've found some kind of lab.
Okay, that's interesting. What kind of lab work?
They look closer at the tables.
Mm-hmm.
Mashed leaves, fungus, bark, powdered roots.
Mm-hmm.
Someone with nature knowledge checks it out. Recognizes common plants, fungi, but they all look wrong.
Wrong how?
Pale, drained of color. Like they haven't seen sunlight, which, well, makes sense down here.
Suggests maybe artificial cultivation or something draining them.
Something unnatural, definitely. Fits the whole underground fungus-lit vibe.
And those open doors, tempting.
Very. They decide to explore them, logically starting at one end and working their way around.
Makes sense.
As one character gets near a door, they hear sounds from inside.
Ah, tension building. Not empty, then.
Definitely not empty. They peek through inside. A goblin, two goblin commoners, and they're working on something horrible.
Worse than mashed plants.
Much worse. A giant rat strapped to a workbench.
Okay.
And it's diseased, covered in these awful, like, woody, fruit-like tumors.
Ugh. So experiments on living creatures. Grim.
Extremely grim. Sets a much darker tone for what might be happening here.
No time for observation, I assume.
Nope. Decision is immediate. Attack.
Right into action.
Crossbow shot flies. Misses. Then there's a quick discussion about, you know, game mechanics, surprise rounds, initiative.
The nitty gritty of combat.
Yeah, figuring out who gets to act first. Standard procedure, but crucial.
So fight breaks out in the tumor rat room.
Chaos. Crossbows, magic flames, daggers, clubs flying everywhere.
How does it go?
One goblin commoner goes down fast. Another tries to hide. A goblin swings a club, misses.
Sounds messy.
And then they notice two more goblins in the next room over, frantically looking for their weapons.
Huh. Caught unprepared.
Seems like it.
Mm.
Meanwhile, a character who read it in action stabs a goblin coming through the doorway. Tactical move.
Nice. So they're handling it.
The fight continues. More spells, movement. Someone hits the diseased rat with a firebolt.
Takes care of that poor creature.
Yeah, it's killed. Then they finish off the remaining goblins in that first room.
Okay, threat neutralized. What now? Clean up.
Pretty much. They talk briefly about maybe burning the rat's body. Understandable.
I'd want to. Do they find anything on the goblins?
Initially, no. Just the usual goblin gear. But then...
Oh, there's always something.
They spot him. A fancy crystal vial.
Ooh, promising.
Inside, it's got this dirty brown liquid, but with green swirls in it. Looks weird.
Definitely not a standard healing potion, then.
Right. So they debate, is it magical, some other kind of potion? One theory is even a nature elixir that lets you talk to squirrels, apparently.
Talk to squirrels. Okay, that's creative.
They wisely decide not to drink it. Hold on to it for later identification.
Very sensible. Any other loot?
More practical stuff. 40 arrows, 5 scimitars, 6 short bows. Good haul for restocking.
Useful. And supplies. Any injuries?
Bandages get used. They also find a pile of useful herbs and materials.
Like what?
Enough stuff for a healer's kit, components for an herbalism kit, and some alchemist supplies.
Nice find. More resources.
Yeah, the new healer's kit goes to a specific character, reinforcing those roles.
And the goblins. Fanny coin.
Ah, yes. A second, closer look at the bodies turns up 90 silver pieces total.
Better than nothing.
Definitely. Experience points get awarded, and the group takes a much-needed 10-minute break.
Good call. Catch their breath.
Regroup. Figure out the next step.
So after the break, what are the options?
They're standing near where they found the goblin weapons. The armory area, basically. There's a door there.
Okay.
Or they can go back to the main lab corridor and check out that crack leading further north.
The one they haven't explored yet.
Right. But they decide, since they're already in this section, let's check this nearby door first.
Keep the momentum going in this area. Makes sense.
There's a brief moment someone suggests splitting the party. Oh, the classic debate. Classic, and usually ill-advised. They shut that down quickly. A smaller group will check the door together.
Safety in numbers. Who goes?
Includes the stealthy character again. Though the source hints maybe their stealth check wasn't stellar this time.
Eh. Happens to the best of them. What do they find?
It opens into a rough-looking cavern.
The
blood stains, musky smell. classic danger signs.
Lovely. How's the lighting? Still fungus?
Still the luminescent fungus, yeah. They spot a fur pallet, some weapons on a board, a cloak, and two big nests.
Nests made of?
Hair, dried fungus, refuse. Gross.
And occupied, I'm guessing?
You guessed correctly. Two giant rats are lurking in the muck.
Always rats.
Seems to be a theme. The scout reports back. Small group gears up to deal with the rats.
Another fight. Let me guess. Stealth checks.
Attempted, yes. Mixed results again. Initiative is rolled.
Here we go again.
Combat starts. Sacred flames, clubs, crossbows, and one character chugs a potion of fire resistance.
Fire resistance. Expecting fiery rats. Or just cautious.
Maybe just cautious. Yep. Given the fire snake earlier. Or maybe just had handy. One rat goes down. The other one bites somebody. They still pack a punch.
Ouch. While this is happening, where's the rest of the group?
They're following up now. And as they enter the rat cavern, one of them spots something else.
Don't tell me. More rats.
Oh, something much weirder. Through an opening into another room. A bugbear.
A bugbear? Down here? What's it doing?
Gardening.
Gardening? A bugbear gardener in a fungus-lit cave.
Yep, that's what they see. Talk about unexpected.
Okay, file that away. First, finish the rat fight.
Right. That wraps up quickly. Both rats dead.
Loot in the rat nest. The side's refuse.
Actually, yes. Some decent weapons. Greatsword, javelins, longsword, spear.
Nice.
And hidden into the furs. A chest.
Uh-huh. Trap locked.
Check for traps. Seems clear.
Unlocked.
And the payoff.
Pretty good.
54 gold, 241 silver. Worth the trouble.
Decent haul. Anything else in the rat room?
There's a passage leading off, but it looks like a natural tunnel, kind of outside the citadel proper. They note it, but leave it.
Okay, rats dealt with, treasure found, back to the main path, the bugbear.
Back to the lab area. There was still that other door they hadn't opened yet, remember?
Right, the one they didn't choose initially.
That's the one. They go for it now. Someone tries kicking it open, fails.
So much for dramatic entrances.
They just open it normally, reveals a small room with another door.
It's just doors leading to doors down here.
Seems like it. They open the second door, and this one leads into a much larger room.
Okay, big room. What's the vibe?
More luminescent fungus lighting up the place, and carvings on the walls.
Carvings? Like the dragon pedestal room.
It's a similar theme. Bas reliefs showing dragons attacking people.
Ominous. Reinforces that cult angle.
Definitely. And half the floor is soil. Compost. Plants growing.
Another garden.
Looks like it. Gardening tools on a bench.
Yeah.
Yep. There he is.
The bugbear gardener.
Still there. Tending his weird underground plants with a big glaive that has a sickle blade.
Okay, this encounter was bound to happen. Does he notice them?
Oh, yeah. With the noise from the rat fight nearby, he's aware. No surprise this time.
Initiative, I presume.
Straight to it. And the bugbear acts fast. Swings that glaive at the nearest person. Hits.
Oof. Glaives hurt. So, tougher fight than the goblins.
Looks like it. The party engages spears, firebolts, that booming blade spell.
Trying to bring it down fast. Anyone healing the person who got hit?
Yep, someone gets a heal off. Good teamwork.
How does the bugbear fare?
They manage to take it down. It drops the glaive and another potion of healing.
Handy. So that confirms another garden room. Weird.
Very weird. And the exploration isn't over. They spot three more doors in this garden.
Three more. It never ends. Which one first?
They pick the north one. Listen at the door. Silence. Open it up.
Let me guess. Another garden.
You got it. Similar room. Has a wheelbarrow, a table. No gardener this time, though.
Progress. Any other exits?
Yeah, two more doors in this room. One in the middle, one at the far end. It's a complex.
Okay, so many doors. Where next? East.
They decide on the east door in the room they were just in. Listen again.
Hear anything this time?
A racket. Clattering, banging. But no voices.
Strange. Trapped. Locked.
Checked. Unlocked. Untrapped. They open it.
And the source of the racket is?
Skeletons. Three of them?
Undead gardeners. What are they armed with?
Get this. Rakes and a shovel.
Rakes and a shovel. Seriously. Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, one of those little twig blight creatures, too. And the room itself? Scorched plants, holes in the floor.
Like the fire snake room.
Exactly like those holes. What? Adds a layer of menace.
Okay, fight time again. Oh. Skeletons with gardening tools.
Combat begins. Someone tries to turn undead.
Does it work?
Partially. One skeleton is turned, but then someone attacks it anyway, breaking the effect.
Oh, well. What else?
Crossbows, daggers. The skeletons whack back with their tools. Magic, sacred flame, frostbite.
And the twig blight.
It makes a run for it. Decides this isn't its fight.
Smart, Twig. Do they get the skeletons?
Yeah, eventually all three are destroyed.
Any loot? Or just dusty bones and broken rakes?
No treasure mentioned? And thankfully, no fire snakes pop out of the holes this time.
Small mercies. Okay, skeletons down. One door left.
One main path forward they haven't taken. North. From the previous garden room.
The last door.
They head for it. The stealthy character tries to approach quietly.
Let me guess.
Trips. Makes a noise.
Mm-hmm.
Alerts anyone inside.
Oh, for goodness sake. So much for stealth.
Happens. They open the door anyway, and the session ends as they look into.
Don't say it.
Yep. Another garden.
Wow. Okay, that was session 6. A lot happened.
It really was packed. Exploration, multiple combats, new discoveries. As you said, this deep dive into just session 6 shows so much.
They handle traps, goblins, giant rats, that weird bugbear gardener, skeleton.
It found those new areas, the dragon pedestal room, these labs, and just garden after garden.
Mm-hmm.
Really starts painting a picture of the Citadel.
Yeah, but a confusing picture. What really struck me in the session was just how much is still unknown.
Totally. That weird elixir they found.
Right. What is that?
The meaning of all the dragon stuff.
Hmm.
The pedestal, the carvings.
And these gardens. Why so many? What are they for? Who is running them now?
All questions raised or reinforced heavily in this specific session. What's the real dragon cult link? What were those lab experiments about? What's behind the next door?
It really shows how exploring leads directly to combat, which leads to more questions, which leads back to exploring. That loop was so clear in this session.
Exactly. And how one choice going north instead of south earlier completely defined the discoveries and challenges of this session.
Well, hopefully this deep dive into session 6 gave everyone listening some real insight into that specific part of the journey.
Yeah, it leaves you wondering, based just on this session, what could possibly be next? If you were them, standing at the entrance to yet another garden, what would you do?
Good question. Definitely a lot to think about after just one session's worth of adventure.